This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Kraus. For decades, Black and Alaska Native residents were barred from buying or renting homes in a growing Anchorage through a combination of formal and informal means. Though no longer legal, as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, thousands of homes across Anchorage still technically have discriminatory covenants on the books.
Richard Watts was just 3 years old when his father moved the family from Philadelphia to Anchorage in the winter of 1949.
And he had heard about this place called Alaska where you could make some money and you had to work for it, but there was jobs available.
From the boom years after World War II into the 60s, most of Anchorage's Black community lived in the neighborhood known today as Fairview, which at one point included an unincorporated portion known as East Chester Flats. According to municipal figures, in the mid-50s, Anchorage's population was approaching 35,000, and about one-sixth of its residents were Black, almost all of whom lived in the flats, with some others scattered through downtown and homesteads in what's now called Midtown.
There was no housing development in Anchorage that a Black could live in.
Watts says that with a few exceptions, Black and Alaska Native residents were confined to just one part of town.
One thing about discrimination in Anchorage, Alaska versus discrimination in Lower 48, in Lower 48, it was in your face. In Anchorage, Alaska was hidden.
But one policy that's still evident, even decades later, is the restrictive covenants attached to houses and developments in neighborhoods all over Anchorage.
Sand Lake, Spinard, South Addition, North Star, parts of Fairview, Rogers Park, Airport Heights, Nunaka Valley.
David Reamer is a historian in Anchorage and says he's looked through hundreds of deeds that include discriminatory covenants barring the sale of homes to anyone who wasn't white.
And I found an expansion of these that matched the population expansion in Anchorage itself. There wasn't a real Black population in Anchorage until the city itself expanded eightfold in the late 40s.
In addition to the actual deeds, Reamer and his co-author on a recently published historical article also did interviews with people who lived through the time period, and they found a number of 1980s cassette tape recordings of Black residents talking about race relations and housing discrimination.
I stopped to look at some property.
Many of them, like Osha May Curry, spoke about the same mix of tactics that kept Black residents from living where they wanted.
The man said flatly to me, "This property is not for sale to you." I said, "What do you mean, to me?" He said, "Well, you go to your people and buy property if you want property."
Reamer recently presented his research to members of the Anchorage Assembly, some of whom are formulating a measure to address all the covenants still in place. Assemblymember Meg Zolotel says right after hearing Reamer speak, she looked up the documents attached to her own home in Rogers Park and got a surprise.
It basically is one where it's not blatant, it's like hidden racism built into the covenant. It's worded in such a way that it's obvious that people of color are not welcome.
Zolotel isn't sure exactly what shape the eventual assembly measure will take, but she wants local community councils representing neighborhoods across town to be part of the process. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
For KNBA News, I'm Tripp Kraus.